Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we taught that as Christians, we need to put God first, regardless of the cost. Let's continue with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
When I was pastoring in another place, people were upset about a sign that I had out in front of the church. And one of the signs that I'd say, and I'd put up some things, it'd be a little bit controversial, but it'd be spiritual truth. One of them was, as Virgin Mary did, confess your sins unto God. Well, I actually had a Catholic priest that gave me a call. He says, we want you to take that sign down. I said, why? He says, because it's offensive to us. I said, but it's truth. He said, it is not. I said, would you believe it if I could show it to you from the Word of God? And he hesitatingly said, yes. So I said, you got a Bible there? He said, what kind of Bible you use? I said, King James Bible. He says, I do have one, but let me find it. It took him 10 minutes to find his King James Bible. Now, I don't know if it took 10 minutes to find it or if he was talking to some others to get some instruction. He came back and he said, okay, what is it? I took him Leviticus chapter 12 and I showed him the sin offering that a new mother made. And I said, in dedicating that baby, she had to offer a sin offering. Can you see that? Show that she was a sinner and that she was seeking forgiveness before God as she starts out to dedicate this baby to God and to raise him in the fear and admonition. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, okay, let's go over to Luke chapter 2. Mary offered the same offering, a sin offering. So she's confessing the sin to God. He said, well, no, she was just obeying the command to do this offering. I said, so she's obeying, but by it being a sin offering, she's lying? Would that be her first sin? Finally, just said, well, we don't want up there, just take it down. I said, it's coming down next Tuesday. Now, it was actually going to come down that day. He called me about 10 minutes before I was getting ready to take it down. I said, it's coming down next Tuesday. It'll be up. And you say, well, preacher, wasn't that mean of you? No, no, I could not let sin and that which represents evil and wrong to dictate how we run our church according to the Word of God. Okay, so I'm just saying that. I'm saying all that, just say this, that you put Christ first and you proclaim it. You proclaim Christ, you proclaim Him, you proclaim His Word, you're going to gain enemies. And so, be careful. Love Him with all your heart and all your soul, but it may cost you something. God is first. When God is first in your life, He has priority. Let me give you one other Bible illustration. Remember the story of Achan in going to Jericho, and they were told not to take anything out of their gold or anything of that, their garments or anything they owned. And boy, I tell you what, Achan saw a wedge of gold, and he saw some beautiful Babylonian garments. He took them, and he hid them in his tent. Well, they send some men to Ai. They think that this will be pretty easy, too, and they end up getting 36 men of their own killed. They come back and they're crying, and the Lord tells Joshua, get off your face. You got sin in your camp. Somebody's taking of the stuff that I've got. They're trying to find out who did it. Nobody confesses, nobody tells, so they draw lots, and finally falls on Achan. And Achan, yeah, the guy that was buried in his tent, they go get it, bring it out. Now, my question is this. Why did Achan's family have to be stoned to death with him? They all died. They all died right there with him. They were all stoned to death. Why did all the family have to be stoned when it was just Achan that did the stealing? Because they knew that he had brought it home, that he had buried it there in the floor, he had buried it there in the ground, he had buried it there and hid it from everybody. They knew it. And when all this happened, they still didn't tell, because you don't tell for family. You don't turn in a child molester if he's a relative. Now, we want child molesters to be caught, but not if there are relatives. We don't stand against a relative. Yes, you do when it's sin. 36 people died, and God said, okay. And really, Joshua asked God, what do we do? Stone him and his family. They were stoned, and they were buried there. And so when you cover for family and their sin, you'll lie to law enforcement, you'll lie to others. God's not first in your life. You may be religious, but God's not first in your life. Yes, he even comes before the home. I've seen men who at one time were supposedly very fundamental preachers, and their kids went a different direction. All of a sudden, it's all right to do all these things. Look, if family wants one thing and God says another, your action will show who has first place. It'll also tell the family God isn't as important as you claim he is in your life. It'll tell the world that you're a hypocrite. Now, go back to verse 18. Here, 1 John 3, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. It is not only key to answered prayer, it is key to our personal relationship with God. This is how verses 19 through 24 brings us to the point of prayers, power, plan, and protection for our spirit, for our lives, for his spirit is ever interceding for us. See, this is what we need when a church is persecuted. Now, don't forget, there was a Christian lady in Pennsylvania who, in a position of government, they came in and the license bureau, and she was supposed to sign for a couple license to get married, but they were homosexual. Her faith in Christ said, no, I will not issue a license for something like that because that was abomination. She was not only relieved of her job, she was arrested. As far as I know, that is probably the first person that was arrested for standing up and defending the biblical definition of marriage. And that's just the first. We know what's happened with the bakery and some other things that went along after that. But understand, there's an attack going on. You won't win that war if Jesus Christ is not first. He's got to be first, and it's got to be yours with a purpose. I shared with our congregation here recently on Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, where it tells us that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not sin against God, neither would he defile himself with the king's meat or with the wine. And so, the prince of the eunuchs tells, hey, you can't do this. And he says, you'll cause me to be in danger of my head to the king Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar is the most powerful person to ever live as far as his authority was concerned. And don't do that. He says, well, give us a 10-day trial. See, Daniel arrived at his purpose, the purpose in his heart not to sin against God. He purposed that because he knew the Old Testament scriptures. And the scriptures told him not to eat of that kind of food or to drink that kind of drink, of the alcoholic beverage. Now, there are those, because they just drank it with a meal. It's not that they were getting drunk. There are those that preach for social drinking, but that pretty well says a statement against it, does it not? Be careful, preachers that are always trying to justify the flesh. Be careful of Christian colleges that you go to, and they all of a sudden are full of Calvinism. All of a sudden, things that were wrong, right? They'll put some of their professors that'll write books, and it's all of a sudden all right to social drink. They'll have art galleries, and they'll have a completely nude woman painted on there because it's a painting. It's all right to have pornography in their sight. I don't care how professional the painter is and whether he's the best painter in the world, pornography is pornography. And so don't try to justify it as art. If you want to call it art, then call it abominable art, because it's abomination God's sight, although men think it's great. And evidently there are some that call themselves a fundamentalist that are pseudo-fundamentalists. So know God's purpose. Know the purpose of God for your life. Then endeavor to make his purpose for you your life of purpose, that you may glorify God to the fullest. Is that not what Daniel did? He found out God said, don't eat this drink. Don't eat this food. Don't drink this drink. And so that became the purpose. It wasn't that Daniel figured this out. God told him what he could eat, not eat, what he could drink, could not drink. And so he went by God's word and he made it a purpose he was willing to die for. So make the purpose of God, not your purpose, the purpose of God for your life to be your purpose. Then secondly, seek the will of God for your life and his eternal goals by his will for your life. Then you'll find that self-discipline and commitment will be the bridge between setting out in his will and reaching the goals that he had for you. And whatever would make you quit or leave the place that God has for you is the very thing that reveals what has more power over you than God. I fought that battle myself at times. Then finally, start the day. Each day in God's word, asking him to show you something specific for that day that would have eternal significance, especially if this were your last day on earth. So this is what we need when the church is persecuted. This is what we need to lead our homes. This is what we need in our walk with Jesus Christ. And we need one another's prayers. But one another needs to be able to pray with power. We need that help as the world persecutes. If you have a godly pastor who's preaching the word as it is to men as they are, as Jesus, testifying their works, they were evil, telling them what was right and telling them what was wrong.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.